This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Now, in a world that is overwhelmed with content and marketing messages, how do you make sure yours are cutting through the clutter and reaching your ideal customer? Well, that's what we're going to look at today. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker.fm for hosting it. Are you ready to discover the simple and practical actions you can take to get the attention of even the busiest reader? Then let's hit publish. Now, last week saw the launch of the first ever Dear Amy Agony Ant column, and today we've got another first, the word of the week. So each week I'll be hiding a word somewhere within this podcast, so keep your ears peeled and hear if you can spot it. Today's word of the week is sagacious, which means having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment. Someone who is wise or shrewd. Sagacious. I wonder where that will crop up. Now on with the show. And to kick things off, in front of me, I have a Dear Amy letter from a listener with another hit publish question. Dear Amy, I've just started to regularly publish content on my blog to promote my online business. I make sure the content is valuable, but I'm not sure if people are actually reading it. Could you give me any tips for making it pop out a bit more so that my audience takes more notice? Yours, Feeling Invisible, Stephen. This is a great letter, a great point, and I wonder, do you ever feel like Stephen? Perhaps you're hitting publish on a regular basis, you're writing valuable content, but you feel like it's getting overlooked. Well, fortunately, there are a few practical things, very simple things that you can do to stop this from happening. So why don't we look at that now? And don't forget, if you have a problem or a question you'd like to see covered in Dear Amy, simply head to hitpublish.fm and leave me a comment or send me an email to hello@writewithinfluence.com. Okay, so with millions of pieces of content being published every minute around the world, the challenge of reaching your audience as an online marketer can feel overwhelming. These three tips for helping your content stand out should help. Tip number one, make sure your content is 100% focused on the things your customer is interested in. Thank you. But first of all, I want to thank the Worldwide Vegetarian Society for having me here today as the keynote speaker at the Give Peas a Chance Veggie Summit. So for the next 30 minutes, I just want to take some time and walk through my top 10 recipes for steak, chicken, and other meats. Wow, tough crowd. Okay, I'll admit, this might sound like an obvious point, and I'm certain if your ideal customer is a vegetarian, you're probably not sharing meat recipes. But it's an important point, because staying focused on what your audience is interested in can be a real challenge. I have a friend who makes promotional films for companies. As a filmmaker, he absolutely loves the equipment he uses, and his blog is filled with articles on the latest lenses, lighting equipment, and filming techniques. He's absolutely an expert in what he does. The problem is, his blog attracts other filmmakers, people who also love lenses and lighting topics. In short, he's attracting his competitors, people just like him, not potential customers. Because his potential customers, they don't care about lenses, they don't care about the latest camera equipment. They care about what a promotional film can do for their business. They care about attracting clients, looking professional, getting media attention because of the film that they're going to commission. So even though he was writing about the topic of making films because he was a filmmaker, he was off target for the audience that he wanted to reach. So that's one challenge, writing about topics that you're interested in that may not fit with what your customers are interested in. And the other challenge of writing content comes with being an expert, as I know you are, because it's easy to forget that your customers often also need entry-level or beginner's content. For example, let's say you're a content marketer. You might be fascinated by the future of native advertising and automated content, but your prospects are people that really just want to know how to write a headline for their blog or how to structure an article so it's easy to read. So you need to remember these two things. One, look at your content and ask yourself, are you writing for your industry interests or the interests of your customer? And number two, are you writing for your level of understanding only, or are you also covering the beginner topics as well? Now, if you want a super easy way to keep the focus on what your customers want to know, think about the questions they ask in relation to the service or the product you provide. Specifically, I want you to think about the questions that they might ask when trying to figure out if they have a problem, or when looking for a solution, or at the point where they're considering hiring someone or thinking about buying a product to solve their problem. Let me break that down with a quick example. Let's say that you provide computer maintenance and your customer's computer has been running a little slow. So some questions that she might have might include, is my computer slower than usual or is it all in my mind? She might be thinking, why is my computer running slow? How do I know if it's something I need to worry about? Oh, is it something that's going to need to get fixed? And how much is it going to cost me? These are all very simple questions for you to answer. And we could easily turn those questions into a series of articles, such as 1, how to tell if your computer is running slow. 2, 5 reasons your computer might be running slow. 3, does a slow computer mean your hard drive might crash? Find out here. Now, quite often when I do this exercise with business owners that are writing content for their business, they find it very easy to come up with these questions and also to come up with these answers for some very straightforward but incredibly valuable articles that their customers are interested in. So, tip number one is to first make sure your focus is wholly on your customers' interests. Tip number two, present your information in bite-sized pieces. Oh, hello, and welcome to the Everything at Once restaurant. May I take your order? Sure, I'd like the shrimp cocktail to start, followed by the chicken with mozzarella and white wine, and a bottle of Pinot, please. And for dessert? Oh, I'm not sure I'll have room. Oh, but if you do, what do you think you'd fancy? Well, the tiramisu is always a favourite of mine, but like I said, I'll see how I get on. Okay, coming right up. Your meal, madame. I'm sorry, what is this? Did I get it wrong? It's shrimp cocktail, chicken with mozzarella and white wine, some tiramisu and a whole bottle of Pinot Grigio, served up all together in our very special Everything at Once restaurant receptacle. It's just a whole heap of food slopped in a bucket with a bottle of wine poured over it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it look delicious? Not really. I didn't want everything at the same time. But madame, this is how it all ends up inside you. Does it really matter the order in which you eat it? But I wanted my starter first, and then once I've finished... Oh no, madame. We don't believe in having starters separately. We serve customers everything at once. Hence the name. We are the Everything at Once restaurant. I didn't think the name was literal. Oh madame, it's our USP. No other restaurant serves food quite like this. You don't say. Now, despite my impeccable business plan for the Everything at Once restaurant, it turns out that's not how humans like to consume anything, really, from food to content. We like it to be bite-sized. That's why magazines have a much higher readership than, say, I don't know, the terms and conditions for your latest iPhone update. While magazines have nice bold headlines, laid-out articles with slim columns and eye-catching photos, terms and conditions tend to be densely written scripts in the world's tiniest font. So first of all, make sure that your font is a nice, easy-to-read size so that it doesn't put your customer off by thinking, oh gosh, I'm really going to have to strain my eyes and work my way through this, and it looks like there's a huge amount of content there that I'm going to have to wade my way through. Also, try and avoid long, lengthy sections of text. So aim to keep your paragraph short and try to cover just one thought or idea for each paragraph. And use formatting tools such as subheadings and bullet points to space out your content so that it has this appearance of being bite-sized, because it's much easier to be drawn to an article that's got lots of smaller sections that you can scan through and look at rather than having one long page that just has lines and lines of content. Of course, the information in your content is important, but so is the way that you present it. So a 3-course meal in a restaurant spaced out over a couple of hours will seem a lot more appealing than all of the ingredients slopped together in a bucket at the same time, despite the contents being exactly the same. Now it's time for the final tip. Tip number 3, Make sure any important details really pop out on the page. Amy, great, I've been looking for you. Oh, hi, I was just typing on this electric typewriter. Or at least I think that's what the sound effect is. Did you read the memo I sent you yesterday? Oh, yes, line by line. You know I never ignore any of the 1,000 memos you send each week. Good, good. So you're all ready then? Hmm? You ready? Have you got your bikini and the trifle sponge cakes? It was all there in the memo, line 123. I said if you didn't want to do it, let me know ASAP, but I've never heard anything. You did read all of the memo, didn't you? Of course. Come on then. Let's go. The cage of cockroaches are outside as well as the national media. Thanks so much for doing this. Everyone else turned it down. You were the only one who didn't reply. Moral of the story, always read any memo from your boss thoroughly and actually line by line. On a serious note, if there are key details in your content, you want to make sure that these pop out to your reader to get their attention. So what are some of the ways that you can do this? One is to make a big promise in your headlines. If you're going to solve a problem for your customer, don't hide this in the body of your content. So whether it's on a blog or your sales page, use your headline to make a big promise. Let your customer know the biggest change you're going to make in their lives or the biggest transformation they're going to be able to achieve by reading the rest of your article or the rest of the page of your content. Number two, use your opening to reinforce why they should keep reading. So whether you're writing a blog post or a sales page, your opening should expand on whatever promise or topic you have talked about in your headline. Don't suddenly change subject or introduce an abstract concept. For example, let's say you have an article and it's called 5 Ways to Speed Up Your Computer. You might then want to stress in your opening that further reasons to keep reading are because these tips are easy, they're free, and could end up saving the reader hundreds of dollars in repair work by avoiding a critical malfunction. Number three, make sure if your content is time sensitive that this is absolutely clear. So for example, quite often I will have deadlines for webinars or for accepting new members for Write with Influence. And I let people know either in the headline of a blog post or the subject line of an email that there is a time-related sense of urgency that the reader needs to be aware of. And four, again, use subheadings and bullet points to make any key pieces of information easy to access. So as we scan through content, it's these types of formatting that really pop out to us. Subheadings catch our eye, bullet points catch our eye. So let's say you've written an article about safety measures needed for holidaymakers to avoid tropical diseases on their travels. You might have a key section within your article that outlines critical symptoms. And so to draw attention to this section, you decide to have a subheading that says 10 dangerous symptoms you need to be aware of, and then list them out one by one in the bullets. To help make sure that these important points are popping out of your content, a tip here is to read your finished article or page and ask yourself, what are the key pieces of information you want your customer to take away? Jot those down on a separate piece of paper and ask yourself, are these points easy to find in the headline? Do they show up in the opening? Or are they in eye-catching spots such as subheadings or in bullet points? Make sure you're not burying critical information, because if your reader doesn't know why he or she should be interested in your content, they might click away to another site and miss some hot pieces of advice. So in summary for today's episode, number one, make sure your content is focused wholly on your customers' key interests and questions. Number two, make sure your content is delivered in bite-sized pieces so that reading it doesn't look like hard work. And number three, use key areas to make the most important pieces of information pop out of the page. So here's my question to you. How can you put a simple system in place so that you check these three things before you hit publish? Perhaps you write them at the top of your blog post draft, or keep them on a sticky note in front of you when you write. They're simple tips, but they can really increase the odds that your valuable content will reach the attention of your target market. I want to thank you for being a sagacious hit publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few clicks and keyboard taps, but it lets the world know that Hit Publish has the smartest, best-looking listeners. And don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, Simply leave a comment at hitpublish.fm with your question or problem, or email me using hello@rightwithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.